Hello.
Hello, David.
Long time no see.
I know, right?
How was your time off?
It was good. My mom is still here until she's flying out tonight, but we went down to LA and San Diego this past weekend and she liked it, so that was nice. She'd never been, so.
Wow, really getting a full tour of California, North and South.
I know. And then I'm like driving to Oregon and Seattle and for 4th of July. I know I've like my car has gotten now like I think like 8,000 miles on it added. So
I was gonna
it's
say, geez.
yeah, it's been quite a journey.
That's a drive. Oh my
It
gosh.
is, but that drive to Texas, oh my God, like that was really intense. That was 2,000 miles one way, 4,000 total, 30 hours one way. So it took me two and a half
Oh
days to get there and then 2.5 days to get back.
Oh my
Very
gosh. I don't
busy.
know that I could
I
be sitting for that long.
I did the drive to Oregon before. It's really nice because it's so beautiful up the coast.
Yeah, it's like I think 10, 12 hours maybe one way. So yeah.
Hi,
Hi,
everybody.
everyone.
Hello. How are you guys?
I'm doing well. How are you,
Good. Kind of tired.
Oh, wow.
We're not even halfway through the week. We're
I
barely
know.
starting, Yermin.
I just came back from Mexico, like, yeah, this morning, and I came
You
just
just came back from where?
Mexico, Monterrey.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, was my first time after 5 years because I just got my document, so I'm so happy.
Oh my gosh,
That's awesome.
congrats.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, we'll give it, I think, a couple more minutes just to wait for some people.
Was there anybody in the other room, Kira?
No, thankfully not. How are we looking quorum-wise, Crown?
We're good for quorum. We just definitely need John and Thomas to be here.
Okay. I'll give them probably 2 more minutes at 3:05, and then if they're not here, we can go ahead and get started and hope they join us at some point.
I mean, they're the only two on the agenda, so we'll see.
All right, I think we can go ahead and get started, and hopefully John and Thomas join us. But who is leading this meeting today? Do we have someone assigned, actually?
I can, because I know Chuck's out of town.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. All right.
So let me pull up.
Go ahead and get started now.
Okay, great. Give me 1 second. Okay. So introductions, just do roll call kind of. So I'm Manuel Vasquez. I'm the co-chair for the Council Affairs Committee, and I work at OCD. Let's see. Nali.
Hi, everyone. Nali, Marin County Council Member. I'm not feeling camera ready, but I'm here.
Thank you. Maria Lacoya.
Hi, it's Maria Lacayo, and I'm with DPH HIV Health Services.
Great. Thank you.
No problem.
David Crown.
Hi, everybody. David Crown goes by Crown Council Staff.
Kira.
Hi, everyone. Kira, Council Staff.
Matt Geltmaker.
Matt Geltmaker, Council Member.
Guillerme.
Hi, all. Guillerme, Council Member.
TJ Lee.
TJ Lee Miyake, Council Member. And Thomas is on his way here. We were both in a wrong link together, so sorry.
No worries. Okay, and Mark is on vacation or out of the office. Okay, great. Irma is also not here. So, okay, Paul Harkin. Okay. Okay. And then, so I think we're just going to look at the review and approve the meetings from the meeting minutes from last time. So I've got them pulled up. Kara, do you mind pulling them up? Cool.
Let's start with the agenda, actually.
Okay. Thank you.
So we just have our regular stuff on the agenda for today. Review and approve this agenda, then the minutes. And then we'll take a look at John Aisley, what John has to bring to us today, as well as Thomas. And that'll take us to the end of the meeting.
Okay. Great. Okay, so here's the agenda. Does everyone approve the agenda by consensus? Anybody abstaining just or saying no, say no. Okay, great. Now we'll go to the minutes. Okay. Unfortunately, I was on vacation during the last time, so I think I wasn't able to attend the meeting or the presentation by Dr. Green, but I heard it went well. Hey, Thomas.
Hey. Okay.
Good. I just did introductions, roll call, essentially, and then we just looked at the draft agenda. We voted for it by consensus, and now we're approving the minutes by consensus. If anyone is awesome. Okay, approved by consensus. And now we'll move to announcements. Are there any announcements? No announcements. Okay. Let's see.
Oh, I actually do have one announcement slash reminder. Okay. If you were present at the full council meeting, please just remember to, if you didn't get a chance to fill out that survey for that, to review that council meeting, please do so. There was a link and email provided, and I'll be sending out another email reminder tomorrow.
Great. Thank you so much, Kara. Okay, no more announcements. We'll move to public comment. No public comment. Okay. We'll move over to CQI Quality Assurance, John Ainsley. The committee will be previewed the annual CQI Quality Assurance presentation from HHS. Do we have that? Do we have a copy of it or anything?
No, and I actually don't see John in this. So let's go ahead and just really quickly, Thomas, if you're ready, while I try to figure out and see if John is going to be joining us.
Sure. So you want me to talk about the ending the epidemics piece at this point? Okay.
Sure.
So just a little bit of background. So the Planning Council has a plan that we utilize for, we do it, I want to say every 5 years. It's not something that we necessarily touch very frequently. And it is a kind of a higher level document that kind of states the directionality that we want to go with our services. So addressing racial equity would be a good example. Better connection with housing components, right? So trying to drill down on things. And for this go round, what we wanted to do was, sorry, noise is getting a little too loud for me. For this go round, the state of California has its blueprint for ending the epidemics plan. And we want to use that as a foundation for our plan. So the idea basically is to look at that plan as a council and kind of, I want to say cherry pick what works for us within that and then make that our plan. And a couple advantages to that is just the standpoint that it's written already. It was written by Vicente, who Dara Geckler used to work for our branch. So the work that the council did like 2 or 3 years ago around the roadmap and the decentralizing, the de-siloing of HIV, Hep C, and STI and overdose activities. We basically came up with that in San Francisco. Dara wrote that for San Francisco. And then she went and worked for Vicente, who was hired by the state to write their version of it. So there's a lot of overlap just due to the fact that they both have a similar origin. So it won't be, the plan is not foreign to a lot of the folks here, and the concepts are relatively familiar. And then at the same time, it'll also give us some consistency with the rest of California, is the what we're thinking. So the state of California took its plan and sent it to the feds. They gave them a little bit of feedback. So it wasn't anything significant. It was basically some tweaks, but it's not final, just due to the fact that they have to incorporate that feedback. So what we wanted to do was start engaging you all in that process. So reviewing the state of California's ETE plan, and then coming to meetings and kind of saying, okay, which pieces of it do we want to hold up and which do we want to kind of own in San Francisco? And I was just about to see if I could Google, because the state, we got multiple opportunities. Leroy kind of came to the council and presented what they were doing with this document at the state of California. So it should be relatively familiar to folks. And then there was a public comment period as well that things went out to the council with regards to people participating and giving feedback on it. So let me see if I can find one of those old links, and then I can drop it in the chat and for people to start familiarizing themselves with it. But that being said, any questions, thoughts, concerns? Was I clear enough on that kind of mission and vision where we're going?
I think so. Thank you so much, Thomas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just for transparency, the last time we did the plan, I was really not involved in the council. So I feel like this is my kind of first go round with kind of putting something in place. There is a letter of concurrence that is also something that the CDC asks to have happen. This is not that. And we had some questions within the co-chairs, like, does this replace the letter of concurrence? And I don't think it does, but I have to do a little investigation to make sure that's the case. But in reality, what we want to do, whatever plan we come up with, we want to make sure the council signs off on it as well. But the council will come up with it. So I hope there's not discord with regards to what you all come up with and wanting to sign off on it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll move on since John's still not joined. No. Ending the epidemics. And you pretty much just talked through that. So that's pretty much all the items other than the next meeting date and agenda. Is that correct, Kira?
Yeah. So I'm actually wondering if you are all okay with, it seems like Maria.
Sorry. Hi, Kira. I just have Bill on the phone because I wanted to check in about John, you know, because I was surprised you hadn't joined, but he actually, I guess, did. I don't know if he let Mark know or not, but he wasn't going to be able to come today, but he's doing the same presentation format that he used last year. And he had to take some time off today so that he wasn't going to be able to join, but he'll have, you know, everything ready for the meeting. And is he going to send in, I'm talking to Bill right now, is he going to be able to send in something beforehand, I'm assuming? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, he'll send something before for sure so that it can be printed. Yeah.
All right.
Great.
Thank you. Thanks,
Maria. Okay. Well, the next Council Affairs Committee is scheduled for July 11th, 2023, from 3 to 4 p.m.
Okay. I love these short meetings. Now I can finish my...
I didn't know that counts as a meeting.
Oh, right. No, the shortest meeting we ever had was 4 minutes. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Again, I don't know if that's a meeting technically. Maybe I'm from the old
world. Move things on and then we ended the meeting. You know?
Okay. Well, then I am adjourning this meeting. Thank you, everyone.
Great. Thanks, everyone.
Have a great week.
Everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Maria. Oh, I know. They all left.
I know. I thought maybe we'd be like, hey, guys, what's up?